I'd like to call the meeting Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Representative Benson.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the minutes for Wednesday, May 15th. You look correct.
Are there any questions on the minutes? Any discussion? Representative Benson renews his motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. I am going to move us into a recess in a moment, and we'll come back to for the calendar of the day, but I would like to take up Representative Mahoney's bill. Welcome to the committee, Representative Mahoney. To get the bill before us, I'd like to move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 1214 be sent to the General Register. Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This is the Scrap Metal Auto Theft Prevention Bill. It was a bill that was on the House floor, and we pretty much parked it there and then brought it back while the all parties that have an interest in this were working out a compromise, something that they could live with. And that's, I thought it better to have them compromise, continue to have conversations and come up with something that worked for them. If you'd like, I can explain the bill. It is a way of getting the scrap metal. There's a lot of names. I'm not going to try and offend any of them, but they deal with metals that people don't want. And there's been some problems with it. One or two of the bad actors have made more of the problems than the others. And law enforcement and the dealers, the metal dealers, have come to an agreement on how they can track it and keep and recover stolen property. And I would like to move this to the House floor so that this compromise can proceed. And then over the summer, they will come up with a few more pieces, and we'll bring it back next year for full more hearings in the House and the Senate.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. Are there questions? Representative Ward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Mahoney, I've heard this bill a couple times. As a matter of fact, I think we've had it in session last year as well. And I have a significant number of scrap metal dealers up in my district. And, you know, they talked to me about there is a real problem with this, no question about it. And especially in the metro area, down in the metro area, is what I've been told anyhow. So my question to you is, have all the scrap metal dealers in the state, you know, both in greater Minnesota and metro, pretty much come to the compromise agreement as well?
Madam Chair, Representative
Mahoney.
As I understand it, all the associations have been represented at the table, and I have a list of them here. I'm sure if this passes and they continue their conversations over the summer so that they can come up with how the software will work, how it gets paid for, and what the fee will be, if someone has not been represented, we will hear from them, and hopefully when we put the final touches on it next year, we can address that.
Thank you for, Madam Chair, Representative Mahoney, thank you for your action on this.
Madam Chair.
Representative Moline.
Representative Mahoney, were there any changes made to the concerns that some of my dealers had with vehicles that had been sort of sitting on the back 40 for a long time and didn't have the title available? Were there exceptions made for those older vehicles that maybe they wouldn't be able to find the title for?
Representative
Mahoney. Chair. I'm going to read this one so I don't make a mistake here. If the vehicle is 10 years or older, licensed dealers may accept a certification from driver and vehicle services website that the vehicle has not been registered for more than 7 years in lieu of a title. Now, if they're older than 20 years, quite often all you can read is the indentations of the license plate. So you should be able to also use that. Oftentimes the VIN numbers can't be found after 20 years. So if it's been sitting there, they've made exceptions for a 10-year-old vehicle and a 20-year-old vehicle, but yes, they have.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. Are there other questions? Seeing no further questions, I'll renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adapted. Members, we're going to go into recess now.
Thank you, members.
And we'll be back after the floor session, I imagine, to complete our work. After we go to the floor, go into recess, and then we'll come back. We're in recess. Thank you.
I'd like to call us back into order for recess. And no longer in recess. So I'd like to move the proposed calendar for the day, which is in our packet. And I just want to give everybody a moment. So I'll wait for a moment. And once everybody, can we also make sure people have their folders? Because there is one resolution that we're looking at as well. So is there any question on the proposed calendar? Representative Pepin.
So on Saturday, we're taking up the union daycare bill. In the last few hours of session, we're taking up the highly controversial 17-hour Senate unionizing small business owner bill. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Representative Pepin, we are calculating the bill that allows daycare workers and PCA workers the right to organize.
Small business owners.
There you go. So yes, that is on the calendar. Seeing no further discussion, I renew my motion on the proposed calendar of the day. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
And that motion is adopted. And members, in your packet, and why I wanted you to have your packet, we are moving a resolution, and I'll move it to put it in order and ask Mr. McCormick to explain it. It is standard at this time of the year to do this, so I move that the R14 resolution be before us. And Mr. McCormick, if you could explain it, please.
Members, there are two rules, House Rule 1.21, which allows the establishment of the calendar of the day, and House Rule 1.22, which establishes the fiscal calendar. Those rules allow the Rules Committee to set a date. Before that date, the calendar of the day and fiscal calendar have to be set by 5 p.m. the day prior. After that date, they can be set at a moment's notice. The calendar of the day can be set by the Rules Committee anytime the Rules Committee chooses to meet. The fiscal calendar can be set with a two-hour notice by the chair standing on up on the floor and giving fiscal notice. It's a routine to waive it, and we've waived it most years, March and April, some years May, and we're waiving it now, I believe.
Are there any questions? Just so members know, the pre-filing amendment is still intact, and we'll continue to use that.
Madam Chair, just a note. If a member stood up and gave a note on the fiscal calendar, it has to be the chair of Ways and Means or Taxes. And if they gave a two-hour notice on a fiscal bill, that would not trigger the pre-filing requirement because there wouldn't be the 48-hour time period necessary to do pre-filing. So in that instance, the bill would be open to amendment, just like without a pre-filing requirement.
That's correct. Thank you for that. Representative Anderson.
Madam Chair. Mr. McCormick, can you go over that part again? So four amendments that are four bills, what's the time frame? How does that work?
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, if a bill is established on the calendar of the day for the order that we've used all session, then that means that they've had second reading, are calendared. The next day we have a pre-filing requirement. For example, for the two bills today, the pre-filing requirement. Sorry. Thank you for that message. for the bills tomorrow, the pre-filing requirement is triggered, which means that at noon tomorrow, all amendments have to be in for each of these bills, and at 6 p.m., all amendments to amendments have to be in. However, if the Rules Committee then, going forward, were to have a Rules Committee on the fly and establish a new calendar, those bills would not be subject to the pre-filing requirement because they might be calendared at 10 a.m. Saturday and heard at noon on Saturday. And so there'd be no pre-filing requirement. Amendments would be in order throughout the debate of the bill. And the same is true for the fiscal calendar.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick. Are there other questions? I will renew my motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. Members, we're in recess. Thank you.